My name is Gabriel Oliveira, and I'm reporting for the Forum Media. In this episode, we'll talk about how Westminster has supported Haley Killett, a student who is originally from Hawaii and has suffered from the fires that has happened recently. So we're here today to talk about how Westminster has supported Haley Killett, a student from Westminster University who has suffered from the fires in Hawaii, and she's going through this hard moment in her life. How are you doing, Haley?
It's been about a month since the whole fire went down. I'm doing okay. I wasn't doing okay a little bit ago, but I have volleyball. I have school now to focus on. So it's like I'm doing a lot better than I used to be doing, but that's because I have a lot of distractions. But the school has helped me a lot through this time, and they've been by my side. So I'm getting through it. I got my friends here. So it's like it's not as bad as it could be. Yeah. So I'm doing okay.
Yeah, no, that's good to hear. It's good to hear that you're doing better. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say again, thank you for being willing to talk and taking time to come talk to us and doing this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I'd love to talk about this. I feel like the more publicity Maui has, it's just better for my community anyway. So I'd love to be on this.
Oh, that's good to hear. You're a sophomore right now, right?
Yes, I am.
So last year you were on campus as a freshman. Mm-hmm. You play volleyball also for the school, right?
Yes, I play volleyball for the Westminster Griffins. I'm a middle blocker, come to all the games.
Do you get any financial support from the school, like through a scholarship or something?
So the coach reached out to me as a freshman and was like, hey, I'd love for you to come play on our team. They were going to give me money. Plus, I was a valedictorian for my old high school. So I have like half athletic scholarship and half academic scholarship, but obviously there was a little bit left I had to pay each semester for like housing and stuff, but yeah, for the most part the volleyball team, yeah, that's helped.
No, I see. But I can imagine for sure the fires back home not only affect you emotionally but also financially. Mm-hmm. I believe the school probably step up or try to give you some support. Mm-hmm. Did they do that?
So yeah, actually, as everything was going down, my coaches were the first people to call me out of everyone. Mm-hmm. They called me, my head coach, she cried with me. Like, she's the first person I talked to, and she's like, we're here for you, whatever you need. Obviously, our preseason was starting, and they needed me here. And it was like, I was trying to get a flight out, everything was getting canceled. And it's just like, hey, take as much time as you need. We want you here as soon as you can. But like, we understand what's going on. Like, they were super supportive, understanding about everything. So when I got here, they gave me like bear hugs and everything. It was like, they broke the ice right away because I was feeling like really just like in a different world. I didn't want to talk to people, but like they made sure that they approached me before we started anything. So they helped a lot. They reached out to Shelly. And Shelly has been helping me a ton. Like, I could go into detail about it if you want. But, like, Shelly, Glenn, the women's board, like, everyone has been reaching out to me. And it's, like, I didn't reach out to them because, like, I don't want to take people's things. Like, I don't want to take any, I don't know. I feel bad taking things. But they reached out to me, so it's been awesome. I came with basically one suitcase because that's all I could make it out with. I lost, for example, like, chargers and stuff. I wear a hearing aid. And so they got in contact with the disability center and they paid for that in full. Shelly reached out to the women's board at Westminster. And so they're helping pay for my meal plan. They got me like a bunch of gift cards, like certificates to Costco, Smith's, Target, gas station stuff, like to pay for gas. Like the women's board has been a huge help. Shelly texts me like almost every single day, every single night. She's like, hey, have you been sleeping? Like, have you been eating? Because she knows what I'm going through. And Glenn, he got me a pair of like Nike shoes that I've been wearing just because I don't even have running shoes. I came with like the slippers that I had on.
Oh, really? You lost your shoes?
Yeah, I lost my shoes. But damn. Glenn was like, hey, don't even worry about it. I love to do this. Hey, you want one pair? You want two pairs? I got you. Oh. And so it's just like, I wasn't going to take anything from anyone, but they were so open about it. They were like, hey, you want, like, come on, we got you. Like, this isn't normal. You don't deserve this. Like, we want to help you as best as I can, as best as, like, we can. And so it was just really awesome of them, what they did.
And how did it make you feel seeing all the support coming from the community, your coaches, people from Westminster?
In the beginning, I kind of, like, self-isolated myself. And I was like, I don't want to take anything from anyone. Like, I made it out with a suitcase. Like, I got what I need. They're giving me housing. I mean, I have my meal plan, like I have volleyball, like that's all I need, that I'm set, my basic needs are covered, because I felt like in a way greedy taking things from other people, like taking things, resources, because my community didn't have any of that. So I was like, no, I don't, if they're struggling, I want to struggle with them, because it feels like I just like left them behind to come here. But Westminster, they kind of just were like, no, nah, you don't deserve to go what you've been going through. Like, let us help you. And they like talked me into it. They're like, no, like this is something you deserve. Like, you are one of our star athletes. You are one of our star students. Like, we want to treat you. That is what we're here for. Like, this is why we have financial aid. This is why we have all these industries and departments. It's for kids like you that need help. We are here to help you. And so it's just like, it was amazing. It was amazing what they did. And I'm still like, I don't know. It's incredible. I don't know. I cried a little bit, but it was just awesome of them. I don't know.
No, I'm glad you feel that way and people showed you, gave you all the support for you, because you don't deserve to go through what you've been going through by yourself. And I mean it. I also heard something that is cool. I was gonna try to like get donations to Maui. I don't know if you heard about it.
I'm in a community service class with my professor, Julie Till. And so she's like the head of a department that does a lot of like charity work and stuff like that. And my coaches, they knew that I was struggling being back, and they knew that I was having a hard time not being able to help at any way I could. And they were like, hey, Haley, we want to do something. Our team wants to throw something together. Like, we want to figure something out so that we can get you more connected and we could help your people, because we don't want you to be going through this alone. And so I partnered up with my head coach and assistant coach and Julie Till of the Department of Charity Work or whatever. And so we're trying to do a fundraiser at one of my volleyball games, one of my home games, and we're gonna get a whole bunch of donations in from different companies that wanna help. Like, we're gonna reach out to them and just reach out to a whole bunch of different Salt Lake City areas, and they're gonna bring in donations, and we're gonna have this whole event going on while my volleyball game's going on. Hopefully all the other sports teams come.
Oh yeah, for sure.
That's what the plan is. We're gonna try and we're gonna win the game,
Oh
hopefully, to
yeah,
put on
for
a little
sure.
show.
Yeah.
So we're just gonna throw it, and all the proceeds we're gonna give to a nonprofit, because we don't want to give it to the government. The government is not helping the Hawaii people at the moment.
Really?
Like, they're not the people right now. They're bad. But we're gonna give them to a nonprofit. We haven't decided completely yet, just because there's a bunch of like, unfortunately, there's like some sketchy accounts out there. Like, some people are trying to
Trying to
profit.
scam,
Yeah, they're trying to profit off of what's going on. We're hoping that we can give it all to a charity, and I know a bunch of families out there that need it, and I just hope it's a big turnout. It's awesome. It's gonna be in, I believe, October. So,
October.
but the plans are still in the making. We got to get a few things approved, and I don't think there's gonna be any struggle with that, because I don't see why we wouldn't make it work. But just hoping for the best. It would be super awesome. It's gonna be like a little raffle, we think. Raffle or like a silent auction kind of thing, with a lot of prizes and like a very little like paying to like put your name in, but then hopefully a lot of prizes, because
Oh
I don't
yeah.
know, a lot of companies want to help out
Oh,
so
that's
far.
good. That's good to hear. And hopefully a lot of people are gonna listen to this podcast and they're gonna be like, yo, let's go.
Oh yeah.
I really appreciate you coming and talking about it, being open. I know it's like a sensitive topic, so I really appreciate you taking your time and coming to talk to us.
Yeah, I mean, the situation does suck, but I have to be able to handle it, because if anyone wants to talk about Maui, like, I need to be open to talking about it, because it just sheds more light so that the Maui people aren't forgotten. Because in the very beginning, everyone was donating to Maui because it was just happening. It was all on the news and it was just like super public. It's been about a month, a little bit after a month, and now there's slowly a decline in support, and people are starting to move on to the next biggest crisis. And so it's like, it's not a sprint. It's going to be a marathon to get Lahaina back to where it needs to be. And so any kind of publicity is good
Helps.
publicity, I'd
Yeah,
say.
I agree with you. Yeah, well, I just want to thank you again for taking your time to come talk to us. It really means a lot, and I hope we can get a lot of people to listen to this, and hopefully it's gonna help on the donations and everything.
Yeah, I mean, that would be awesome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah,
It's been fun.
for sure. It was a great talk.
Thank you.